Hello and welcome to Greenwich Pantry. This is the Greenwich Pantry podcast, Life is for Cooking. And how are you today? How is your food growing? Well, if it needs to be revived, we are going to be talking about food growing in this episode. And I'm going to be joined by the lovely Linda, who is a food growing expert and came on our show in April this year, when she inspired us all to start growing garlic. And I guess, like bread, growing garlic is one of those very sort of it's kind of a holistic thing to start doing, because it feels like it makes it the beginning of something important. And because it's so easy to grow, it makes it achievable. And Linda's going to be talking to us now about what else we can do at this time, what else we can grow. And I hope you enjoy the conversation.
So, welcome back to the Greenwich Pantry podcast, Linda.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Yes. So after the your first episode, we've had loads and loads of people playing the podcast, and I'm hoping that some of those people will be listening to this this session. So just to give us an update on you, tell us what has been happening in the food growing world of Linda since the last podcast, and talk us through how or what you have been growing yourself.
I think if I remember rightly, the last time we did a podcast, I was just about to plant out all the tomato plants and courgette plants, and it was a really great year for growing them this year, I think, because we had such a dry spring and a fairly dry summer, because I think, if I don't know if you remember, but kind of like April, May was really lovely weather. So yeah, I had a lot of courgettes and a lot of good tomatoes this year, and because it was so dry, we didn't have so many problems with snails, because often when you plant them out when they're babies, the snails can just destroy them. But because it was so dry, they didn't get a chance to, so that was really good. Had an excellent crop of garlics again this year, which I love growing garlic. So it was good to dry them, and I'm still eating them, to be honest, so that's great.
Well, I'm glad that you spoke about the garlic again, because I was so excited to know that it was so simple to grow. And I think actually my sister-in-law, she did go out and buy, you know, she started to plant her own garlic, and I think she's got things in the garden as well. So I'm going to be going around there at some point to see what I can I can nick that I have.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But, so like the organic garlic, it tastes, I mean, it's just amazing what a difference it makes to food.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
Yeah. So you mentioned about tomatoes. And they're great as well, aren't they? Because you can do preserving and things like that with them, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't done it this year, but mainly just because I didn't have that many plants. But yeah, definitely in the past when I've had a bumper crop, and making like roasted tomato sauce, and then freezing it, and then you can have like this lovely, delicious, fresh tomato-y sauce in January, or February. It's just, and I think you appreciate it even more at that time of year, because it's such a summer flavour.
And with tomatoes, you can do so much with them in the kitchen, can't you? So you can have them as your as part of your salad, but they can be sauces, and they can be, as I said before, preserved and maybe used later for tomato sauce. What sort of interesting things have you done with your with tomatoes, and also about the varieties. Tell me about that. What variety did you plant?
Yeah, I had some different ones, to be honest. I really I love the beef tomatoes.
What did you
they
call
them? They don't beef tomatoes, or do we call them beef heart, maybe?
Yeah,
do
yeah,
we call
yeah.
them in English?
Are
yeah.
Are they the ones that look like I kind of call them the American looking ones. They're really kind of chunky.
Yeah, but they're not very uniform. They're different shapes. They're quite bumpy and they look a bit ugly, to be honest, but they are absolutely delicious, so I love growing them. The only thing is that in this country I think it's not quite hot, they don't get that big. Not as big as they did in when I was growing them in Italy, but they're still really good. And the other ones I really love are the cherry tomatoes, but the black variety. They're really good. They never really get that red, but they're really sweet, and they've just got such a different taste. They're one of my favorites, I think, to grow.
So do they look like black grapes, or do they look like the dark red grapes?
They look more like the black ones, to be honest. Obviously they're not like jet black or anything, but they're very dark. And you wouldn't necessarily recognize them as tomatoes. They've got a very different taste, but I really, really like them.
What do you do with them then?
I think with the cherry tomatoes, because they're part of the cherry, I don't know if it's a particular family, but the black cherry tomatoes, so generally the little ones I just eat fresh in salads. Mm-hmm. Because they're so small, you'd need a really big crop to want to kind of preserve them. Or make them into sauce or something. Just fresh in salads or in sandwiches or as a garnish or something. Really good.
Well, I'm doing very well, you know, because I'm getting really into tomatoes, and I've never been one that loves tomatoes, but I
really
it took me, I think it was in my late 20s when I started to actually just eat them. I mean, I bear them in sauces, but just about. And then I think it must have been my late 20s when I actually tasted one, like fresh. It's crazy. But then I found that they can be very different from, you know, variety to variety, and also from, you know, where you buy them. Because sometimes it's so bland if you're buying them from a store.
Absolutely. And I always think like those really perfect kind of salad tomatoes that you can find in the supermarkets. Yeah, they're absolutely perfect looking, but actually the taste is, it's just a bit of a disappointment really, isn't it?
So tell us about what's been going on in the food scene since September. I'm guessing that September, that was planting time for some new things. So what's been growing for you, and also what can people start to grow around now, maybe for February, January time?
Absolutely, there's still stuff that you can start putting in. August and September is kind of the times when you're trying to plant out things like all the brassicas, so all the different cabbages, winter brassicas. So you start planting those out end of August and then into September. It's probably a little bit late to start trying to plant cabbages now. there are some varieties that would probably be okay over winter, but it's just a little bit late, to be honest. You could, things like rocket or mizuna, you can grow as like a salad leaf. They're quite good and they're very hardy, so they could go out. If people could start planting those now if they wanted to. They're really kind of strong peppery flavors.
Do they kind of have like a chicory flavor? Is that
Some of them can be a little bit bitter, but kind of like rocket, they can be just also really peppery. There's one called landcress, which is I really love it, but it's one of those ones that you kind of need to warn people before you just pop it in their salad, because it's really strong. It can be almost like horseradish. So yeah, they're ones I really love, those flavors, but I not everybody does, so yeah, it's kind of a bit you have to try and see.
Yeah, I remember that Zuna, because we sometimes put it in you know, like when you're rolling up the sushi and sometimes you have leaves in the middle of it. It's one of the ones that did well in the sushi rolls. So,
Okay, yeah.
And I remember that taste. It's not quite chicory, it's not quite rockety, it's weird.
It is weird, but I guess it's similar to the wasabi then, isn't it? That kind of taste, if it's going into sushi or something.
Okay, so what else would you be advising people to maybe look at planting from about, what month are we in? I have to check.
We're sort of like mid-October, aren't we?
Yeah,
I'm very pleased about this, and everyone who's listened to this podcast and the previous one, is actually a really great time to start planting out garlic.
Are you going to say garlic again?
I am, because you can plant it either in springtime, or you can start planting it out in October, or like late October, November. because winters really well, and then you can get really, so springtime you can actually start harvesting if you want that kind of fresh young garlic. Mm-hmm. So yeah, everybody obviously now thinks that I'm just obsessed with garlic, which is maybe true. But you can start planting that out if you wanted to. Other things you can also, things like broad beans and peas, you can actually start planting out in October, November time, because they generally winter quite well. And then you get a really early crop in the spring.
Can you help us out with broad beans, because there are so many different varieties of broad beans.
I know,
I get so confused sometimes.
Do you know what, me too, and I'm a little bit hampered as well, because I know them in Italian, but I don't necessarily know the English equivalent. In Italy we used to plant out fava, but you see, in Italian the word fava just means bean, so I don't know if it's that particular variety in English, so I'm not entirely sure, to be honest with you. But yeah, you can, I think it is fava beans. So but I get very confused with broad beans as well, and all the different types of beans that there are.
Okay, so fava beans are not green beans. I mean, like, they're not green in colour, not the ones that I've seen in the tins here. And it's not very easy to find fava. Well, I say it's not very easy. It depends where you're looking. You can find them. I mean, I know a company that we worked with before who sell them. And they do very well. And we actually do still order from them. And and so they do really delicious, even organic fava beans. It's spelled F-A-V-A, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But do they sell them fresh, or do they sell them already either dried or in tins?
Yeah,
because you could, the fresh ones, they are still green. And like peas, I guess you open the pod. And then in Italy, you always used to eat them kind of, it's the March, April time, with either salami or like a really fresh cheese, like maybe like a feta type of cheese. And they're just so good.
Do they work for hummus as well?
Oh, I don't know. I guess they could do. I guess if you bought the... I would have thought so. I never tried, but yeah, I don't see why they wouldn't.
Do they have like the strength of a chickpea? If they do, if the fresh ones. Because, you know, chickpeas are quite kind of strong and kind of sturdy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd say there's possibly a similar, I don't know what the word texture. Is, like consistency texture. Maybe. Yeah, texture. Yeah. I think it, yeah. And if you like broad beans or fava beans, I don't see why you couldn't make a hummus from it. Yeah. Be okay, good to try.
Yeah, I think we should definitely look at getting some fava beans in my household anyway.
Yeah.
We could get them planted. So, sorry, so you were saying about, you said broad beans and
think
something else.
Something that you can plant now?
Yeah.
You can, I've planted peas before at this time of year because, yeah, they again, you can just, it means that you can get quite an early crop on them. It does depend a little bit what type of winter we have, because obviously if we're going to have a really cold, hard winter, if you're planting outside, you probably need some kind of protection for the crops. But it's hard to know really, isn't it, what the weather's going to be like. But yeah, definitely you could think about some peas.
Mm-hmm.
Other things like beets and chard you could probably get in at this time of year as well. So beets or beet leaf spinach is quite a good one as well. They're pretty good all year round, to be honest, and it's nice to have something kind of fresh and green growing even over winter.
So when would you hope to harvest if you planted those now? Would it be February or later?
With the chard, sorry, or
yeah with the chard,
I guess if you're doing it, because they don't actually take that long to germinate, and if you want it to eat it as like, if you like, baby leaves, you can probably look at harvesting something off them within about 3 months. You're not going to get enough to make it depends how many plants you have, but you're going to get quite small leaves over winter, and then probably springtime, so like March, April time, they'll start growing into obviously a little bit more and growing into bigger leaves. The salad leaves, like we said, the rocket and the mizuna and stuff, you can definitely start harvesting within kind of like 2 to 3 months of planting them out.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of variety right there.
And
they're not all necessarily green, are they? Because the other thing, when you were talking about the chard, I'm sure that I've bought chard in yellow and red color before, and it looks absolutely amazing to see those colors, and they're just as healthy for aren't they? Because everyone talks about eating your greens, but just because they're a different color, you know, like they could be yellow or another color, doesn't mean they don't have the nutrients that will still, you know, that will benefit your body. It just means that they're giving you something slightly different, and perhaps those things that are different are also important, that, you know, we don't stop having them, if you see what I mean.
Absolutely.
So
because you can sow rainbow chard, which, like you said, you get the yellows or the reds and generally the greens in the mix growing, and they're so good, aren't they, and they just look so beautiful to have all of those different colors either in a salad or whatever you're doing with them, even just leaving them in the garden, to be honest, they look really pretty.
Before the snails get to them.
That is the problem that I found in this country particularly. When we have a lot of damp weather, the snails are crazy.
But we need the snails, don't we?
We do need the snails.
Not as many as they come in the garden. We need them to come in batches.
I always think it would be fine if you just take one plant, okay, have that plant, but you don't have to have all of them. But unfortunately, you can't reason with them.
No, so they overeat as well.
Exactly. Good point. Yeah. It's not just humans, it's snails too.
Well, it's been really nice talking to you
thank you.
Leading us into the the season of growing.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you want to tip people on while they're listening?
I think if you have got a garden or any kind of growing space, I think also it's tempting to think, oh, in winter there's nothing to do, and obviously there's a lot less to do, but it's also quite a nice time just to kind of tidy up a little bit and think about what you want to do in the spring. Kind of maybe you're thinking about ordering your seeds or doing a planting plan or that kind of thing. So it's nice, it's a nice time to take a little bit of stock, I guess, and just see what, where you want to take it maybe for next spring and next growing season.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes we don't spend time taking stock. We kind of keep going and going, and maybe sometimes that's not good for the soil either, just to keep feeding and feeding it and not stepping back to what's right, and maybe whether you should give the soil a break and do other things. And
absolutely,
it's what we have to learn, isn't it, as people who are interested in growing.
Because obviously the soil kind of needs to recuperate a little bit, and mulching is always a great thing to do in winter, kind of like covering the soil to protect it. if you're not growing in it, then that's always a great thing to do, and then it'll be even better when you come back to it in spring.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank
look
you.
Look forward to having you back again very soon.
Definitely. Thanks, Lara.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Take care. Bye.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed the episode on food growing. It was lovely speaking with our guest today. Thank you to everyone who's listened, and I look forward to hearing about your food growing adventure for the autumn. And if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast, do please share it with your friends and family, subscribe, and keep listening, keep growing wonderful food, and keep eating wonderful food. Bye for now.